Love Talk Radio.
I turned your mic up, so it should be louder now. Can you say something?
I'm so
fine. Hi, Sister Mary. now. You're being so soft-spoken.
I'm not quite sure how he's doing. Because like Dad called her twice today, and she hasn't called me back, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I guess we, again, won't have an official meeting. I'll go over some things with you that I've been working on, and we'll call it a day. Sister Miles is not going to be here either. So, it's you and I. Unless somebody else decides to join. So, let's just do this. Let's go ahead and do our statement of faith and pray, and then I'll just show you a couple of things. And, because I really just got updates anyway. And at least you'll be up to date. And then we'll have to table it until next week or call one over the weekend or something. All right?
Okay.
Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah according to 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah out of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let's give our Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise on today. We lift you up and we magnify your name, O Yah Elohim. We magnify your name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. 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 10,000 praises to you, Father. 10,000 praises to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Our prayer for today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. In our scripture, Psalm 133. The book of Psalms, chapter 133, verses 1 through 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. May the Most High bless him to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. And Yeshua HaMashiach express his name. Amen and amen. All right. So we're not going to officially have a meeting, but I will bring you up to date on what's been going on. Let's see. This is a picture of the way the booth is set up now. And so we used to only have the three tables, two on the side and one went across the front. And now we have a total of six tables, seven tables out there. So I can close off the front or close off the rear. And so that, sort of invites people into the booth. And on last Friday, we did the setup. And I made changes again still just looking for what's the best flow to get people in and to make sales. We had a good turnout last Friday, and I think we did about $500 worth of business, whereas before, you know, we had been missing the whole month of January, and coming back, we had sold a couple of bottles of the powdered microgreens. You know, overall, we were kind of slow. But once we reintroduced the live plant, I went back to, you know, planting, because I was ill, it made me not feel like doing really anything, and not even planting. I couldn't even really stand the smell of the plant. And so I started planting again, and we went with live plants, and, you know, the turnout was just amazing. How many people came, and we were swamped for about 2 hours straight, and then, you know, about noon, it sort of starts to die down, which is usually what it does. But the goal is to, I only had maybe 6 live plants there. So if you can look at, if you can see those sprays, they're covered by, those are actually sort of decorative covers. So you can look through them and you can see on the inside of them, but they keep the flies and stuff away. And they keep people from touching them. And so this market, I will fill up probably all but one table full of plants. And then every market after that, we will have, you know, all of the tables full. Now, I have a placard that goes on each table. I'm going to dedicate a table to 2 sets of microgreens. Because we're doing 12 microgreens now. We got 6 tables. So, I probably have to do 3 on some and 2 on others. But I'll have a little placard where people can walk in and tell them, you know, this is broccoli and this is what it's good for. Just so I don't have to keep answering the same questions over and over and over again. How you doing, Sister Denise?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So I was just going over, this is the setup that we have, the new setup that we have for the tent. So I'm just going to do more than just the normal sizes that we were doing as far as tables and let me see if I can shrink this down just a little bit. Try to get more of it in here. Okay, so this setup, I have my daughter and her boyfriend with me, and it didn't take as long as I thought it would to set up, but it allowed me to bring more plants, more tables, and as I was telling Sister Mary, the turnout was real good last Friday. I'm looking forward to be real good this Friday. I have the same number of plants, and the rest of them are in the growth process. And so the ones I have for this week will take us through this week, Friday and Sunday. And then we'll have a full crop. And I'm still trying to get cilantro to grow. It's being stubborn. Everything else, you know, I've mastered it and can get it to do what I want it to do. But the cilantro, I need to go out and check it this evening after we get off of here, see if anything is starting coming out, because it will be about the 4th day that it should be up under the germination, and so I should start to see sprouts from it today. And if I do, then we'll have, you know, I think 13 plants to offer in the future. If not, we'll stick with 12. And then as it starts to heat up, which it already has started, you know, we're in the 80s now, so probably the end of this month, middle of next month. You know, at any time, you know, the 100-degree temperatures can come. And so what I have said that I would do this year, this particular setup, I will probably bring it back. Once the heat comes, I won't do this setup. What I'll do is pre-harvest at home, like when I first started, because the plants themselves don't survive the heat. It just causes them to draw up. And so I will go back to probably one or two tables, one tent, and probably two or three large coolers full of microgreens. And that's how we will sell over the summer. I think they will last longer and keep better in the heat if they're prepackaged and they're kept cool out of the heat. And I'll probably try to take the plants, like sunflower should be able to survive it, and maybe sweet peas, microgreens should be able to survive. Well, no, the sweet peas won't survive it. So probably a radish, purple radish. Those will be the only two plants that I bring live, and I'll bring them more so as an attractor. You know, people see live, then they're more apt to buy. And then the powders still are moving decently. The problem with these markets is that everybody know what a snowbird is? Right. And so that's the problem here. Mostly snowbirds, people coming down from the north. And they're not here on a permanent basis. And so they don't really want to make long-term commitments. And then you got those that what we call firebirds who are they're permanent residents, but they don't seem to come out in the heat as much. And so a lot of the markets are, some of these markets are moving inside, which should bring, during the summer, should bring more people out because they don't have to contend, you know, they have to still contend with the heat from their car to the building. But, you know, they'll have to walk around outside in it trying to shop. And so as long as I can keep things growing, because it comes a time of the year when that grow room gets too hot, and maybe I will move for that time period, move six trays into the house, into my office, and grow in here because I can more so control the temperature, even though I have two ACs out in that room. It can still get way too hot to where the plants just don't want to do what they're supposed to do. So right now, while we're still cool enough, we will stick with this particular setup. And like I said, it invites people in. They are bought real well last week. I expect that to happen at least through May, early June, for that to happen. Once the heat really hits, then I will break it back down to one table, maybe two. And everything in coolers, which, you know, I already have the coolers, and I can probably put, I'm thinking 150 to 200 containers in all three coolers, you know, combined. And so that's a lot of microgreens, but I told you we're trying to get the sales up to at least 1,000 per market. And so got to be there to do that. And so that's on that. Then I'm going to share my screen. Let me do this. And let me see where I want to go. Okay, I've been working on the website. I got to work on some speed issues that I'm having. Maybe trying to do too much. May need to move it to a different server. I have a server that we're running this software on, the classroom software. I might put the website, the Yes We're On website on that same server, so that it's not, like right now, I have what are called virtual machines, where you can turn your computer into more than one computer. So I'm running actually three different computers from my one desktop. And so let me share this. I'm not in the window I'm looking for. So let me cancel that and start over because I just went to that window. Okay. This is the one I want. And let me know when you can see that. Did not allow error. See if you can bring up screen sharing. I'm stopping it again. Let me start it again. That's also going to say not allowed. Okay. This connection to the server has been established. So you guys should be able to bring up screen sharing on your screen. Just my face?
Yeah.
Just give it a second, see if it comes in. I might have to change these number of frames, reduce it. Okay, I'm going to stop it and reduce the number of frames. Go back down to 10. Let me see if we give it a minute, it'll come up on your computer.
Yep.
Okay, so you should be looking at a web page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did it come up on yours, Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on here. I added some things, I rearranged the web page and trying to make it have a better flow to it. And so the front page will come up. Let me see if I change this, if you see the change as well. Same window, but I'm not sure how it's going to handle it. Just a second here. Okay. What do you see on your screen? And do you see the menu?
Yeah.
home business services, health and wellness. Okay. Right. Okay. So I sort of went through these menus and anything that wasn't working made it work. Health and wellness, now we see we got all these things here. And then how to grow microgreens, preserving them, and that'll talk about, you know, the dehydration and that. And I won't go into the shopping menu yet or the shopping cart. So one of the things that I added was this blog page. And this is where articles that I have created or had created will be listed here. So do you see blog and microgreens? Okay. So this is a list of articles right here, different articles like combating age-related diseases with antioxidants and microgreens, a potent source of plant-based protein for vegans and vegetarians, the environmental health benefits of incorporating microgreens in your diet. There's about 20 articles right here. And then what I'm going to try to do is at least once a week add a new article about different things. And so I'll be adding, I want to do one that is specifically designed around microgreens and nutrition and health, and one that is designed around microgreens and something for chefs, so culinary benefits, and then I want to do it, you know, I want to do one just for us, microgreens and health in the Black community, something like that. But these are all different articles, and as I write things or research it and put it together, then when I post them, then they'll show up on these pages automatically. And it just gives, you know, more content for people to read. Okay. And then, like, here in Arizona, have you guys heard of the norovirus? Okay. This virus gives you bad diarrhea and dehydration. And it's spreading fast in this state, and it keeps you sick for 1 to 3 days. So I'll probably put something out there on that, you know, just on the site. And it, again, these are, if they click on read more, then it'll bring up that particular article, such as this one is enhanced your immune system with these powerful microgreens. And so it'll bring up that article. So that's one thing I've been working on. A second thing I've been working on. So the menu system and fixing those things, and then adding these articles. Okay. Now you see in the bottom right-hand corner, see this little blue thing? This is actually a chat box. And so you click it, and did you see a screen pop up? Okay, it says Mr. Green Jeans. That's who I named him. Remember you said Mr. Green Jeans from, wasn't that from, who was Mr. Green Jeans on? Yeah, that's who it was. So I named him that. And so he says, hi, can I help you with a question about our site or microgreens? So this is a chat bot that I basically programmed and told it, I gave it the information about the site because it can't actually access the site. So, you know, common questions that people always ask. And then some things about microgreens. And then I allowed it to be able to surf the internet to find anything concerning microgreens. So you can ask it a question, like, let's say, do you use chemicals on your microgreen? And I've already answered this question and told it how I wanted it to answer. So it'll think about it, and then it says, now what is it answering? Did it change or something?
It went away.
It did? Oh, it stopped sharing, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why it stopped sharing. I'm start sharing again. Okay. Let me know when you can see it again. Back up. Okay, so it answered. I went through and wrote maybe 2 pages or 3 about the website, answering different questions. And you don't have to ask it the same question that I put in there. It knows enough to go through and say, okay, this is already answered in this form. You may ask a question in a different form, in a different way. But as soon as it finds in there that I've told it already what this is, then it will answer. And it won't give the exact response that I gave. It'll reword it. Okay? So if I say, let's just say, what type? And it's going to all be about just our site. Now, typically, you could ask this chatbot about anything in the world, and it would try to answer it. It will go out to the internet and search for things and then try to come back with an answer. But what I've done is told it only answer questions that are specific to either microgreens or the website. Because people will come out there and they will be asking it all kind of crazy stuff. And so you see where it says, at Yesteron Farm, now did I said, what type of microgreens do you grow? It came back and answered, For the website. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this is what I told it that we are currently growing. A list of microgreens that we're growing. Let's see. Go here. So do you have subscriptions? And that's not the way that I word my response to it. So it's answering in like a natural English language. But it's actually responding. I just told it, yes, we have subscriptions, and gave it a few facts about the subscriptions, and now it's answering, you know, with the rest of this, based upon what it sees that I wrote. Okay. Then I can make it go full screen. Did that change the full screen mode for you guys?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I'll make it easier to read. So this is to be interactive on the sites with people when they visit, and to, you know, keep their interest so that they don't go somewhere else. And anything that they really want to know concerning. And one thing I didn't put in there that I need to put into the background is tell it what markets and what days were at what markets. And then it will actually, if somebody asks that question, then it will answer it. Like, where do you sell at, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Then it will actually list those things. So let's ask you something about, I'm going to ask you something not related to microgreens or to Yisroel Farms. I know to spell Tennessee. It will know. It should be able to discern what I'm saying. Even though I know that's not the right way to spell Tennessee. It shouldn't answer this question. So it's not going to answer that question. If I say, now normally, if I didn't put these parameters in there telling it not to answer anything but something related to the site or microgreens, then it would actually have told them what time it was in Tennessee. So this has nothing to do with microgreens or Yisroel Farms. Again, it's going to come back and say it can't answer. And so based upon what instructions I give it in the background, saying, okay, I want you to answer questions that are only related to Yisroel Farms and only related to microgreens. Then I limited it to what it will actually answer. If I take those limitations out, you could ask it anything, and it would find whatever information that it could and come back with it. Okay, what it's about. So I wanted to add this functionality to the site, again, to keep people engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to know something about Yisroel Farms, or if they want to know something that's related to microgreens, so I could say, so let's ask you something about microgreens and not necessarily Yisroel Farms. So what are microgreens? And it'll come back with a long spiel because there's a lot of information out there that I didn't put in. But it'll, you know, it sort of searches the web and comes back with a, you know, what are microgreens? So that's another thing that I added to the website. And I'll let her answer this, and I'll move on to the next thing. But you guys get the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
And anything about microgreens, how to grow them and what have you, it'll come back and answer that. And I don't really care if it answers those types of questions. So I asked it, what are microgreens? It said, it explained what microgreens are. And now it's telling them, and it's doing this on its own. It's telling them what type of microgreens we have here at Yesterland Farm. So it's not specifically programmed. Or I'll say this way, it's flexible enough that I've given it some parameters, I've given it some basic information, and I didn't ask it what type of microgreens we have in that question, because usually if you ask the computer a question, it's only going to answer that specific question. It's not going to, you know, add to it. But in this case, I just asked it what are microgreens. It gave you basically what are microgreens, and then came back with, which ones we have at Yesterland Farm, which is a good thing because, again, it will keep them engaged, and it will always be promoting Yesterland Farm. Okay. So let's see. Let's ask you this. I know I didn't put this in here, and I know I need to go and actually put this in there. No, I'm going to do it like this. I'll go back in and on the back end and put in the farmer's market, the days, the date, like the second Sunday, and those types of things in there, and then it will include those in any of those types of answers. But I know I didn't specifically put it in there, so it shouldn't be able to give it. No, I did say we are at the local farmer's market, but I didn't put which one. And so I would want it to list those out so people would know. So I need to actually add that into the background. And really all I have to do, let's see if I can bring this up where I can show you this technology. All right, now, what happened on your screen? Did it turn purple?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to have to stop sharing and start sharing again. And let me know. You should be able to see it now. Let me know when your screen turns kind of a purple color. Okay. So this is the second computer that I run from. And I told you I was using virtual machines. And virtual machines let you run from one computer, one physical computer, as many other virtual computers, whole computers, that your system is able to actually, accommodate. So this is a whole nother machine, but it's a virtual machine. So it's a computer running inside of another computer, if that makes sense. So I'm able to run a web server from this computer, which would be a whole other computer. And I'm thinking that I'm going to have to move it to its own separate computer. So can you see the screen is the screen changed for you yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the website that the Yesterun Farms website. Okay. And right here is the menu system. So I can create a menu system and say, okay, I want this to be the main topic and then these menus, sub menus up under it, and they have the point somewhere. I'm gonna go down here to the chat bot. Here. Well, the chat bot works across the internet. So if you bring it up on your computer, the chat bot will work. But you're really running it from this computer. Okay. So it's available across the internet. Anybody who comes to the website can run it. But it's really running off of my computer right here. But it's a computer inside of another computer. So this is like its own separate computer, but I'm running it from my main physical computer. And I'm running three computers from one. Okay. And then the classroom is on its own physical computer. It's another computer that I have here by my desk that runs this software for us to do the meeting in the classroom. So it's the only thing on that computer. That's all it handles. And because I am working off this computer, I really shouldn't be working off of it and trying to run web servers and everything like that from it at the same time. But get everything up and running and start it. And that's the way that I did it. And should I need to, then I can actually move it to another computer. Just copy it to a flash drive or whatever and move it to another computer. And it'll be another computer inside that computer. It's a whole separate computer. And so when I used to teach and when I used to, you know, a lot of businesses do this as well today, but when I used to teach, I would bring up, I might have maybe 10 or 13 physical computers, but then I make them act like 30 computers. And so people can see, they could run Windows and they could run, like this is Linux. This is not even a Windows computer. It's a whole other different operating system. So this is the chat bot. And so you see that same little icon in the bottom in this window? And if you guys are talking, I can't hear you. Looks like you're talking. Let me turn your mics up. Yeah. Okay, so over here on the right, this little bitty writing, I can't really make it bigger. But you see all this little bitty writing right here that I'm highlighting? Mm-hmm. All right, so I said respond as if you're, I told it, this is how I want it to respond. This is the instructions I gave it. Respond as if you're a friendly and creative assistant, creating a delightful interaction. Please answer questions only related to www.yesteronfarms.com, Yesteron Farms, and microgreens only. So that's all it's going to answer about. If you ask it anything outside of that parameter, it's going to tell you, I'm sorry. I can't talk about that. Okay. And then I gave it information, like what varieties of microgreens do you have at Yesteron Farms, and I list the microgreens. So it's getting its answers from right here. Everything that I have written there, okay? And that covers probably 95% to 98% of the questions people ask me, like at the farmer's markets or somebody would ask, concerning the site or concerning about Yes to Run Farms. Told you that I was going to add the stuff in there about the farmer's market schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get that. Just a second here. And I'm just going to copy and paste it in there. And once it has the information, then I'm going to play with it for just a second. Because I'm going to give it some specific information, but then I'm going to ask it like a bit, like a, just a small piece of it, and see what it actually says. It should just, if I say like, where are you at on the second Sunday of the month? Even though I'm going to identify these things, not in, you know, I'm identified just like I just tell you, and then you repeat it back to me. That's what it's going to do. It's going to go through and say, oh, second Sunday of the month, oh, you're here. And it should answer that way. So just a second. I'm just going to copy this page. We'll see if this is a acceptable format. So let me come back to this page. All right, so the last thing I have in there is this about the purchases there. Are you able to see that on your screen? Okay, well, it says purchases. It's real tiny. So I'm going to just paste this in there. So I got in there. I just put in there like every Friday of the month at from 10 to 2, we're at this market, okay? And all the markets, I'm going to update that. Okay, so it should be updated now. Let's do it again just for prosperity's sake. And I'm going to see if I bring up this website here. Let me go here. All right, did a web page just come up on your screen? Okay, because I don't know when it's changing for you and when it's not. So I'm going to go to, on this computer, I'm going to go to www.runfarms, and it's going to bring up the website. But this is actually the computer that's running the website. And I need to look at the speed now. After I added this stuff, see if I can get it to be faster. Okay, so now the Yes to Run Farms website should be up. And then the chat box should be at the bottom. So I'll click on it. And let's say, where are you at on the second Sunday each month? See how it answers. So it should be looking through that text that I put in there and say, oh, I see this. And let me make that bigger. All right, so it came back and said, on the second Sunday of each month, Yes to Run Farms can be found at the Sonoran Hills Community Market. The address is this. and the market is open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come join us to purchase fresh, the freshest and most nutrient-dense microgreens. So now that last part, the part about come join us, I didn't put that in there. It added that. So I put in there, you know, the schedule, and I sort of just so if let me word it one more way, and then how and where can I buy microgreens? And even if you mistype, it knows. I don't know why I'm doing that, because it can tell. And it will, you know, self-correct when it's reading it. Okay, so I asked it a two-tier question. And so it's going to have to get the information from more than one place in that text that I gave it. So it should tell about the farmer's market, and it should talk about subscriptions, so forth and so on. And I should be able to make this larger though. Is that bigger for you?
Yes.
Okay. So it should make it easier. So I asked it, how and where can I buy microgreens? And that's how it responded. And so it sort of just took the text that I put in there, and then it, you know, just sort of writes it out in a clear and concise way. Okay, and it, the tone that it's using, I just told it what to talk in, be informative and helpful, and that's what it tries to do. So you see the beauty of it, but do you also see where it can get dangerous? The same technology, the same technology, you could be on the internet and it's be coming out of somebody's face and you wouldn't know that it's a bot. You would think you're talking to a real person. So this is the beauty of this technology, but it's also, when taken to its farthest, or what its potential is, you can go online and you might think you're having a conversation with a real person. Because actually, you see this microphone at the bottom here? Mm-hmm. If I turned that on, I wouldn't even have to type the question. All I have to do is speak it. And the bot, and we got sound, the bot would talk back to you. And so you'd have a conversation, you know, without typing. So I could say, Mr. Green Jeans, how and where can I buy microgreens from Yesteron? And then it would came back with this, but not in text, it would came back in words, spoken words. And if I put a face to it, which I can do, then you would think, you know, if I put a real face to it, then depending upon how real it is, you could actually think that you're talking to a real person. And if I take off the, I'm going to say, away the parameters off of it, then it would answer, it'll hold a normal conversation with you. Whatever you ask it, it would talk to you about it. I don't care what it was about. And respond like a person. So I'm using technology as a chat bot on the site, but I wanted you guys to be aware and familiar so that understand that this can go a lot further. And when you're calling to a lot of these companies, you think you're talking to a person? A lot of times you're not talking to a person. So a lot of jobs are going to go away. Because if I actually took the limitations off of this and told it, you know, you can answer whatever, then it could sit here and hold a full blooded conversation. And it can do it. I wish I maybe next week I'll show you guys. I'll bring up one that has a human voice, mm-hmm. whether it's a male or a female. Matter of fact, I'm going to come off of this. I'm going to stop sharing. I'm going to go back to the website. Yeah, so we get the gist of the bot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to stop sharing this. I'm going to go back to the website from the internet, not from the server itself, because I don't think you can hear sound from this server back through my speaker or yours. I stopped sharing. Now let me minimize that and let me go over here on this. Yeah, let me share here. Okay, so start sharing. Okay, let me know when your page comes up. You should be able to see the web page. And it should be at the schedule for the market. You guys can see that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I just copied all this. That's where I got the schedule from that I gave to the bot. I just copied it just like that in there, and then that's what it, you know, it used that information to answer the question, plus some other information. And it's talking about subscriptions. You can buy locally, or you can buy, you know, online, or you can go come to the farmer's market. It made all that up by itself. It's based upon the information that I put in there. But what I want to show you is under health and wellness, okay, so these are videos that I had it to create using AI. So you see this, do you see this video on the screen? Can you guys see that? Okay, I can't hear you if you're saying anything, but can you see this guy on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually a guy that it created. This guy don't exist. Okay. I just told it what I wanted, and it created this character. Now listen to him.
Hey, have you ever wondered how important muscle is? Well, healthy diet that includes microgreens can be a game changer. Let's talk about key vitamins, minerals, and nutrients for muscle health. First up, we have vitamin D, which helps with muscle function and strength. Calcium and magnesium are essential for muscle contraction and relaxation. And of course, we can't forget about protein, the building block of muscle. Omega-3 fatty acids and B vitamins also play a vital role in muscle health. Now let's dive into microgreens. These tiny greens are packed with nutrients. Take microgreens, for example. They're rich in vitamin B and calcium, perfect for muscle health. Pea shoots are loaded with protein and magnesium, essential for muscle recovery. Sunflower microgreens provide vitamin D and omega-3, promoting muscle strength. And don't forget about broccoli microgreens, packed with vitamin C and sulforaphane, which supports muscle growth. So how can you incorporate microgreens into your diet for muscle health? Here are some practical tips and recipes. Add microgreens to your salads, sandwiches, or even smoothies. They add a burst of flavor and nutritional punch. To sum it up, these vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, along with microgreens, are key to maintaining healthy muscles. So let's aim for a balanced diet that includes these muscle-loving ingredients. Your body will thank you. Remember, it's all about nourishing your muscles from the inside out. Stay strong, stay healthy.
Okay. So that was a creation by the computer. I gave it the text and said, create a video, a short video, and I wanted to use a black person, and that's what it came up with. Hmm. And it looks like he's talking, saying those words, but he's really not, if you pay attention to his mouth. It's close, but it's just the script trying to put his mouth to the words. So it sounds like he's saying what it is that, you know, that I want it said. It, you see this text over here on the right side? Like microgreens and their nutritional benefit for muscle health?
Yeah.
That's what I put in there. And then he more or less, kind of in his own words, or in its own words, repeated this information without doing it verbatim. But if you don't know, and they have way better ones, you would think you're talking to a live person. You could think you're talking to a live person, or a live person did that. So, again, do you see where this could go?
Yeah.
Okay. And so a lot of the content that I have on here, I've used the AI, the generators that they have, and so that I can understand the technology, but also use it to my benefit right now. But trust me, if you don't actually directly deal with people like your job, Sister Denise,
uh-huh.
And never, unless they come out with a robot, which they could in the future, but right now, you probably got one of the safest jobs. Lawyers, programmers, you name it just about. These AIs are going to take over. Those jobs, they will go away as far as a real person doing it. And even doctors, because
almost doing it now, because all they do is don't type stuff on a computer.
Right, and what they're doing is teaching the AI, and then the AI can take it further, because the AI can say, okay, the doctor's knowledge can be limited. The AI is able to go into the internet and pull up all the information from all sources and then come back with its own conclusion. And say, based upon the information I found and the facts, then this is what I recommend you do. They're already using AIs to find cancer in people. Because the doctor's looking at the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too small, they can't see it, but the AI can. And so they can catch it earlier. So all these things sound real good. And if mankind used them properly, they could enhance our lives. But you know mankind.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're gonna let it get, that technology get away from them. And somebody's going to do it intentionally. So you got companies out there that some of the trucks that you see on the freeway don't have drivers. You're talking about in the future, all the cabs and like the Ubers and all that kind of stuff, they won't have drivers. You want to go somewhere, you call an Uber, it picks you up, and there's no driver in it. You just tell it where you want to go and pay. All those, like, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all those places, even Amazon already had a store where there were no people in the store at the cash register or anything. You go in the store, pick up what you want to pick up, whatever you pick up, then it's either able to directly debit your card, or when you get to the register, you pull out your card because you want to be in control of it that way. And it knows exactly what you have and tells you this is your total, and you just swipe your card and walk out. So a lot of different service industries. And, you know, doctors are a service, lawyers are a service, architects are a service. Things that we think of as, you know, you had to go to school for a long time to get that degree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These AIs are going to replace. And AIs are going to start programming other AIs. They're already doing it. So I'm just showing you guys and showing you how it's used, and I'm using it on our website, and I'm using a limited capacity of it. But if you want it, if you had the money, and I don't have the money, let's say you needed a lawyer, you wouldn't even go hire a lawyer. You would buy one of these. Tell it your situation, and it would come back and tell you this is what you need to do legally. And then tell it to create those documents, and it would do it exactly the way you needed to have it done, and file them for you online. So it is crazy technology. Okay, so I have videos on the site that I told it to create. For different subjects, okay. And then,
hey, have you ever wondered how important muscle health is? Well, let me give you a brief overview.
I don't want to play that again. I'm trying to go back. So, what the heck happened here? So if we want to look at, let's say, heart health or whatever. So I got the information and then told it, this is what I want the video to be.
Did you know that taking care of your heart is crucial for a healthy life? Let's talk about the connection between diet and heart health. When it comes to vitamins, vitamin D and B vitamins like B6, B9, and B12 are key players. And don't forget about minerals like potassium and magnesium. But there's more. Omega-3 fatty acids and fiber are also essential for a healthy heart. Now let's dive into microgreens. These tiny greens pack a punch when it comes to nutrients. Take broccoli microgreens, red cabbage microgreens, radish microgreens, and pea shoots, for example. They're all great for your heart. So how can you incorporate microgreens into your diet? It's simple. Add them to salads, sandwiches, or even smoothies. And guess what? You can easily grow microgreens at home too. So let's take care of our hearts and embrace a heart-healthy diet filled with vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and microgreens. Your heart will thank you.
Okay, so people a lot of times would much rather watch a video than they would read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why I had it to do that. Because I know that's the way people are. So a site that you have that is all text and people got to read it all. Some people will, most people won't. But if it's a video or an audio, they will sit there and listen to it or they will look at the video. And so they have the capability out now where you just see it, where you can just, it took it about, to create that video, it took it all of about 2 minutes. I just put the script in and told it this is what I wanted to say and what tone I wanted to use, whether to use an informative tone or a convincing tone. The tone of the voice is going to change. And then it creates that video. And so you can do this stuff on the fly. Okay, so those are some of the things that these are all on our on the website. And if you went out to the website, you would find them. And using that technology, the chat bot, I would have found, you know, where I could get it at to use it on a website. Had to pay some money to do it, but got it so that I could put it on the website. The video, create them. The last thing on here, the shopping cart. So if I go down here, I wanted to show you guys something and then we'll be done. If I can get this, I'm sharing, so it's changing my screen. And I got to check this again because I tried to do it on my phone and it didn't exactly work the way I wanted to when I was out today. But I have on there where you can buy the individual type of microgreen. Or you can do a subscription. And what I will put on there next is where they can buy different types of microgreens. Let's say you want a broccoli and you want a sunflower, but you don't want a subscription, then you can order it that way. So it comes down. All right, so it brings up this window. And then it creates this menu. And you can, now, let me make sure you guys can see that. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have asked, you know, I'm asking the question, how often do you want, you know, basically, how often do you want them? And so you can say every week, once a month, or what, every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And based upon what you answer, let's say every 2 weeks, then what type of microgreen do you want as a subscription? And I think I need to check that right there. Let's say broccoli. And what it's doing now, it tells you from the start that the price is from $28. Whenever I pick one, it should add to that. That is exactly $28. And if I add another microgreen to it, so you see how the price is changing?
Mm-hmm.
And Okay, so if they wanted all four of those microgreens every week, and what we're doing on that subscription is 3 ounces each, so that'd be a total of 12 ounces, then it's $62 a month. Not a week, but a month. Every 30 days, then there's a sign-up fee of $25. And that sign-up fee, what we do with that is we go out and buy a cooler,
mm-hmm.
a small cooler that we deliver to their house, because once it gets hot, you can't, you know, leave microgreens out on, like, the front step or anything like that. Because the sun hit them, it's done. They'll cook inside of the container. So we, you know, put them in that cooler, and it keeps them fresh. And that's what the sign-up fee is for. And then I've given them a discount. If they were trying to do this at the farmer's market, they'd probably be paying $7 or $8 more per week. Because I gave them like a 15% discount
mm-hmm.
if they do a subscription. If they're doing like once a month, then I usually just give them $1 off the microgreen itself. And so if they did 4 microgreens once a month, then they're going to save $4. Over the year, that means that they would save, what, $48?
Mm-hmm.
But they, for doing a subscription, they get a discount. The every week discount is the biggest discount that I give. Because they're, you know, they're, you want to what, reward loyalty and people who buy all the time?
Yes.
And give them a better price. So they get the better price, and then every 2 weeks, and then the monthly. They still get a discount, they just don't get as big a discount. And so in this case, if you went out there, I have a list of zip codes that we service. And if you don't live in that zip code, then, you know, it'll tell you that, you know, we don't deliver to your area. So the only thing that it will give you to actually buy would be the powder. Because we can ship that anywhere. With the live microgreens right now, we're only, I think there's like 30 zip codes around the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Close around within a 30-minute drive or an hour that we deliver to. So it's listed in it, like up at the top. You see where I have the zip code right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before it lets you do anything, it wants you to put that zip code in. So I put the zip code in. And then if it's one that we deliver to, then it'll show you these the subscriptions in the microgreens. If it's not one that we deliver to, then it'll tell you we don't deliver to your area. And, you know, we have the powder that we can mail to them. And so those are the changes so far. Added the blog. Added the this subscription, this one page. To be able to offer this many microgreens and that many times a week, you know, whether it's a week, the month, or every 2 weeks, that's about 900 updates.
Mm-hmm.
And each field that I add, like let's say if I wanted to ask you if you want it once a month, and I wanted to know if you wanted to deliver on the first of the month or the 15th,
mm-hmm.
that's another 300 or 400 updates just to add those two things. And so it took me roughly 4 whole days just to update all those prices, because they're not all the same prices. So you saw the prices changing. Mm-hmm. When they put in, you know, if they buy one microgreen, then it's this price. If they buy two microgreens, then it's this price. And then some of those microgreens, like the fourth one, these are, all of these down here at the bottom, these are all $10. So, this is, you know, and they got, so these are all $10. So we're saying that you can get these from anywhere from, what, $6 to $105?
Mm-hmm.
That's the price range. If you do it every week, if you did it once a month, there's going to be somewhere in between that. And it should be updating those things as they're doing it. So once a month, this is this one, this is this broccoli. That's $1 off. So the price should be down here. Okay, so let me get rid of this salad mix. And the price down here should change. Okay. I'm just going to see what's going on there. So that should display the price. I hate when stuff don't work the way it's supposed to. And what could be happening with this particular combination? Maybe I missed it when I was inputting stuff. So it's not going to display. I have to look. Because this should give the price down here. So I have a combination there for all these. But I missed something somewhere. Like if I take this one off, it should have adjusted the price and taking that off, so maybe I don't have that combination. It's not giving that price. So I have to look at it. I have to go back into the background and make sure that I have something that meets all those criteria. And that's why so many updates, because it, if you look at it like this, if you have one thing that has 12 items and another thing that has 12 items, and you wanted to provide a, you wanted to account for every possibility. They're all different items. You want to account for every possibility that somebody might be able to pick. Then you'd have to create 144 different things for 12 times 12, which is 144. And if you add another 12 to it, then it'll be 144 times 12. Different combinations that you got to account for. So I missed somewhere in there, I missed one of these combinations. And so it's not putting the price here. And it should say that it can't, it couldn't find that, you know, nothing met that criteria, but it's not saying that. So I have to go and look on the back end and see what's going on. And if I put, I had alfalfa there before, but if I put pea shoots, if it finds that combination, all these combinations, then it should give me a price. Yeah, so it found all those different combinations, and it puts the price on there. So it told me that the regular price, if they were to buy that regular, it would be $31, but they get it for $27. So, yeah, I'll have to look and play around. And then what I'll probably do is put a statement. Bless you. I'll probably put a statement at the top that says, we're still working on the website. And if you find a combination of a com- combination that you're trying to get and it don't work, then I give it to you for half price. And so they'll report it to me that, hey, this combination is not there, and I'll specifically go look for that. And so, you know, that's to get people to help you and they get something for helping you, or you get 20% off or something like that. You know, and so they'll tell me, hey, I was trying to get some broccoli and peas and alfalfa and cilantro, and it wouldn't give me a price. And so I say, okay, I'll give it to you for half price, but I'll give it to you for 20%. You still make the order, and then it lets me know to go in there and try to find that combination and what fix it.
Right.
And so there shouldn't be that many, I pray, and there's not that many mistakes out there. When I first started doing it, I had two other fields in there, and it was saying it's going to take like 3 million updates. Because it was 3 million possible combinations. And I was like, you know, that's not doable. So I had to start over and see what was doable, and I got it down to like 550. Just rethinking the strategy and doing it this way. But that's really all I have. I'm continuing to work on the website, so I'll continue to try to get all the bugs out. I am trying to get some other people to sell for me, to these doctors. And so one of the things that I've been looking at is a customer relationship management system. I was going to write one myself, but I just don't have the time to do that. And so I was going to buy one. And I found the one that I want because it's going to, you know, it's going to allow me to have a sales team that they would update into, you know, everything that they do, they would update into that system.
Mm-hmm.
And they would set the appointment for me. When they set the appointment, let's say I'm doing appointments Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, because those are days that I typically don't have market. Then they would make the appointment, give it to me, and then right now, you know, the model that I have that I'm using is I would pay them $15 an hour. And then give them a percentage of, let's say if they sign a doctor and it was a $6,000 contract, then they would make 10 or 15% of that on top of that. So they're hourly. They're hourly because people are not going to want to sit around. Most people, and I do know people who work on commission only, and that's how they make their living. So they know they got to sell in order to, what, make money. And that's what motivates them. But most people are not salespeople. And so I got to compensate them something for their time. But also, if they don't make any contracts or anything like that, then I will get rid of them real quick. Because I ain't got time to give them free money. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it's going to have to be. But their incentive is, you know, if they make a contract, the bigger the contract they make, the more of a bonus they get off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a $6,000 contract, they would make, if it was 10%, they'd make $600.
Yeah.
And if it was 15%, then it would make something like close to $800 off of that one sale. So that's their incentive, you know, go after these doctors. But before I start hiring people like that, I want to have a system in place.
Okay.
So that you know, when they are talking to people, they're putting those notes. I called this person, this doctor's office on this date. This is who I spoke to. I was able to make an appointment at this time. I could see all those things in the system. And then they will have a calendar that has my appointment system on it. And they would do it online. They would just put in an appointment. You got an appointment at this place at this time. And then, you know, I need to make sure that they, even though I'm only going to take probably, the goal is only to take 10 or 15 minutes of the doctor's time. So come in, drop off the microgreen, and make a quick pitch and be gone. It may take, sometimes it may take 35 or 40 minutes or an hour to get there. And so I need to make sure that they, you know, they don't schedule me too close in time where I go to one appointment and they can't make it to the other one because it makes me look bad. So it's that type of stuff. So I bought the system. I was actually gonna write it myself, and I said, you know, that's gonna take me maybe 3 months, 4 months to write and get the bugs out of it. I might as well just buy one that's already made and load it on my own servers and then have them to work from that. So that's the, you know, that's the next major project. I bought the software, and now I just need to load it on one of the servers. I'm trying to think of which one I want to put it on. And I'm thinking about moving this website right here, to, like I said, to the same server that we have the classroom on.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's the only thing running on that server is that classroom. And it can actually handle way more. It's a bigger, much bigger server. Even though it takes a lot to do this video and all that kind of stuff, like the be able to do videos and video calls and the audio,
it takes a
lot of computing power to do that. This computer has way more than enough, and it should be able to handle this website with the bot on it. Both of those really easy. That frees up my desktop for me to run this. This is what we call customer relation management system. So I'm working from my computer doing it, and they would be signed in over the internet working from the same computer. But everything would be right here, central, and I would have control of it. Just I'd be able to see whatever, you know, everything that everybody's doing. And also, I wanted a system that allows them to use their computer to make the call.
Okay.
So if they already, they have to have internet, but you know, if they don't have a phone, they can do it. If they have, and there's a lot of people that have internet and don't have a phone, or I don't want them using their cell phones. Just get on the computer. All you need is a mic, speakers, and if they don't have that, then I probably have to buy it. If they, here's a mic and speakers, but you know, you make the appointment and call from your computer. So you got people that call into the conferences here from their landlines.
Mm-hmm.
It would be basically the same technology. You can call from the computer to somebody's landline. So if you didn't, let's say you didn't have a cell phone, they could call to your home phone, or the doctor's office don't just do it off their cell phone. They have their office phone.
Mm-hmm.
It takes different technologies to do all that. It, you know, when you do it on the computer, everything looks like it's magic and it just works. But it takes different technology to actually do it. And so I want them to be able to. I did it on this server with the classroom, making it to where people could call from their cell phone, or they could call from. You can actually get on your house phone and just call that number that I gave you, the 480 mm-hmm. number. It'll work from mm-hmm. your cell phone, it'll work from your home phone, and then it will connect you to the computer. And you're able to hear. Now you can't, you know, you can't see video or any of the pictures, but you can, you know, hear, you can hear the broadcast and talk on the broadcast. So when you get those echoes on. But I want them to be able to call people from their computer, make the appointment. Then I'll go out, you know, and do the appointment, make the sales pitch, and give them, you know, something for their time, and a bonus if it's fine. And so that's going to be concentrating on the doctors, and then we'll do restaurants. So those are the things that I've been working on, and that's where we're at. That's the update of where we're at. Any questions? Any comments?
No questions. No.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, because we didn't really have a meeting, because I didn't know if you were going to be here or not, then I'm going to give you ladies the rest of your time back then. Sister Mary, did you go to sleep on us? Yep, it was asleep. I heard her name. All right, my sister, I'll let you go to sleep, and we'll see. We'll try to have an official meeting next week, and I'll let you guys know how the market went on tomorrow and Sunday.
All right.
And trying to get this to increase, because I know, like I said before, if I wasn't keeping Sabbath, then I know I'd probably be making somewhere around between $2,000 and $4,000 on the weekend. The Saturday markets are that big. So we are not going there. So trying to make it to where it's more appealing on these Fridays and Sundays. And you know, we got people that are coming by and looking for us. I'm just trying to increase that, but you know, I'm really trying to increase the subscribers for that repeat business. So you two have a blessed rest of your evening.
You're welcome.
And thank you for attending.
You're welcome.
All right. So let me go over here. And have, bless you. I think that was a sneeze or a cough.
It was a sneeze.
Couldn't really tell which one it was.
Because I was holding it back.
Are you trying to hold it back?
Yeah.
Sister Mary, stop slobbing on that pillow. Is she gone? I think. All right, so be blessed.
All right.
So what can I do if I don't have you? followed by you. Cause without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you?
Mary, wake up. Turn off your computer.
Yeah.
Hello, my sister. Good night.